If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it is a Wellness Wednesday, and as you know, Kevin McCullough always focused on trying to help you in all aspects of wellness. Sometimes we've talked about nutrition, sometimes we've talked about disease, medical help, all those types of things. But one of the areas we've talked less about is emotional and spiritual and emotional and, that type of help. And that is always very key to the, if you've heard Dr. Howard on the show, he always talks about the triangle of health. And there's a physical component, there's a chemical component, that's the things you eat. There's the physical, that's the exercise you get. And then there's the spiritual and emotional side, which all three of the parts of the triangle need to be in good balance to have good health. And someone who has just stepped up and begun to sponsor my Wellness Wednesdays is Heart to Heart Counseling Ministry. Deborah Scamba is the leader there, and she joins me now. Deborah, first of all, thank you for sponsoring Wellness Wednesday. We want to help as many people as we can. So thankful to have you with us. What made you decide to go into your life's work in terms of helping people with their marriage and specifically with having healthy marriages and trying to make marriages better?
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. So I'm so happy to be here, and it's my pleasure. I'm all about healthy marriages because I see what a difference it makes in their marriage and in their life and how they can have the marriage that they dreamed of having, because it first started with my husband and I. I try to fix my husband, and I realized I couldn't fix him. Only Jesus can do that. So I invited him in, and then I saw what a difference it made with me, and I wound up helping others.
Yeah. Well, what is the number one problem that you see with couples who are drifting apart?
I find that they haven't made their marriage their top priority, and they have tried to do things on their own, individually, instead of as a couple, instead of doing things together. You know, whether it was raising their children, caring for aging parents or finances, you know, anything, advancing their careers, that instead of doing these things together, talking about them, they did it separately. And then when they were faced with maybe being an empty nester, right, or retirement, they found they had been drifting apart. They didn't know what to talk about.
And the drift is really where the danger is, right? Because it's the slow death that no one sees coming.
Oh, it is. It is. And then all of a sudden you're just face to face with it. And you know, you say, well, how did this happen, right? And you're absolutely right. It became a slow drip, and then they find themselves in this situation. It doesn't mean it's hopeless. It just means that this is where they're at, and if they can catch it before they're just completely separated, they can come back together and then have the marriage that they've always dreamed of having.
Now, let me just tell you, friends, Deborah's website is h2hcoaching.com. Heart to Heart is the name of her work. H2H, like heart to heart, h2hcoaching.com is where you go and see all the things that she's doing. Deborah, let me ask you this. You have a recommendation mm-hmm. for couples to stop doing something right now in their marriage. What is the thing that you recommend couples stop doing right now?
Yeah. First of all, I just say stop expecting the change to happen in someone else, right? The change that you want to see doesn't happen in someone else. It begins with you, right? So if you want to have that marriage you've always dreamed of having, it's time to now just stop and look at what you can do to make that happen. And you can do that even if your spouse is not on the same page as you. Right, so you could be the catalyst of change, that positive change that you want. So I say stop expecting the other one to be the change you want to see. You be the change.
You're not saying to not necessarily ignore those, but you're saying start with your own inventory first. Ask the questions,
yeah.
What am I not doing first?
So look and see what it is that you could do to create an environment for change. Right. So if you're the one that's always pointing the finger and saying it's you, don't point the finger anymore. Look inside and say, okay, what can I do? Can I listen more? Can I understand more than being understood? And give them the attention that maybe you want, right? So maybe that is a good place to start.
For those who are struggling and they've got discontent in their life and they're not their peace, mm-hmm. they don't have much peace in their marriage, you recommend a first step for everyone. What is that first step?
I recommend that they be grateful. Start being grateful for what they have and start looking at your life differently, right? So here you are, you have a marriage. Nobody's marriage is perfect. So, you know, when we start looking at social media and thinking that, you know, everybody else has a perfect marriage, stop doing that. Now look at your own marriage and look at all the little things. I believe it's the little things that we overlook, right? And so, start being grateful for what you do have and the things that you share and the things that, you know, that you bring to the marriage or you bring to the relationship and the smiles, right? And the little nice things that are done for you. And pray that you have the marriage that you want, right? So you start praying and say, okay, I would like to have a Christ-centered marriage. And then have those kind of conversations that center around how we can encourage each other, be better, and things like that. So I would say that if you're discontent and struggling with your marriage, I would suggest that to find peace, be happy with what you have, and count those blessings. And
yeah,
do it every
I think
day.
So. Here's what you do, friend. Deborah is she's going to be a sponsor here for Wellness Wednesday, and she's going to be offering guidance and counseling and coaching for marriages that would like to improve, would like to get better. Maybe someone's in a premarital state. She offers expertise in that arena as well. Find out about all of it when you go to h2hcoaching.com. The number 2, h2hcoaching. Because she's a counselor and a coach, h2hcoaching.com. And you can make an appointment with her. You can see some of the courses that she has that she's going to be willing to work with you through. And there's just a whole lot more help on the website that we didn't have time to get to today. But Deborah, thank you so much for what you're doing. And thanks for trying to help make marriages healthy again.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It's my pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much. Okay.
All right, let's put that website up in front of you one more time. H2hcoaching.com. H2hcoaching.com. Kevin McCullough coming right back.